It's hard to know what to call Jeremy Levin. He's been a clinical psychologist, a Harvard faculty member, a novelist, and the founder and director of the Cambridge, Massachusetts theater company, The Proposition. He's also had a screenplay produced from one of his novels, Creator, which flopped as a movie in 1985. Now he's back with a film he wrote and directed, and he's managed to cast Marlon Brando in one of the leading roles. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Don Juan DeMarco.
It sounds like a truly hopeless idea for a movie. A psychiatrist at a mental hospital takes on a young patient who dresses like Zorro, calls himself Don Juan DeMarco, and talks in a Spanish accent that's less reminiscent of Spain than of early Warner Brothers. Young Don Juan thinks he's the world's greatest lover. At the tender age of 21, he claims to have enjoyed over 1,000 women and speaks of them with a poetic romanticism that's somewhere between captivating and nauseating. But what do you know? As the psychiatrist gets to work, he begins to find Don Juan inspirational, invigorating. He begins to reconsider his own staid, stuffy life. He yearns to revive his lost sense of adventure. If this sounds basically like a Taco Bell version of Equus, well, that's all it really is. But it has several things going for it that Equus never had. For one thing, the movie has a pixelated, lighter-than-air tone that keeps it from getting bogged down in what might laughably be called its theme. It's also got Johnny Depp as Don Juan DeMarco, and better still, it's got Marlon Brando as the psychiatrist, Dr. Mickler. Only, Don Juan refuses to believe that he's talking to a psychiatrist. Whereupon Dr. Mickler asks him,
"Who am I?"
"You are Don Octavio de Flores, the uncle of Don Francisco de Silva."
"And where are we here?"
"Well, I haven't seen a deed, but I assume that this via is yours."
"What would you say to someone that, said to you, this is a psychiatric hospital and that you're a patient here and that I am your psychiatrist?"
"I would say that he has a rather limited and uncreative way of looking at the situation. Look, you want to know if I understand that this is a mental hospital. Yes, I understand that. But then how can I say that you are Don Octavio and I am a guest at your villa, correct?"
"Yeah."
"By seeing beyond what is visible to the eye. Now, there are those, of course, who do not share my perceptions, it's true. When I say that all my women are dazzling beauties, they object. The nose of this one is too large. The hips of another, they are too wide. Perhaps the breasts of a third, they are too small. But I see these women for how they truly are. Glorious."
Although Johnny Depp has often been fey and cloying in movies, he's capable of real authority and sexual magnetism on the screen, and that's what he has here. And Marlon Brando's even better. In a role that uses up about the amount of acting technique he carries around in his big toe, Brando manages to turn every one of the script's cliches on its head, without ever overacting or drawing attention to his skills. True, his trademark mumble sometimes makes you wonder whether this is a shrink who's been raiding the medicine cabinet. And in Long Shot, he does look as though he might have swallowed the hospital candy machine whole. But Brando still manages to be a figure of extraordinary mystery and magnetism on the screen. When he takes his reawakened romanticism home to his wife, you can readily believe that in his day, he might have passed for Don Octavio. There's potential electricity behind even his smallest gestures. It helps, too, that his wife is played by Faye Dunaway, who hasn't been this appealing in years. In a series of scenes that look at least partially ad-libbed, Brando and Dunaway create a deeply attractive chemistry that lifts the movie beyond mere whimsy. Jeremy Levin has never directed a film before, and that shows in his awkward camera placement and ragged cutting rhythms. His writing, too, seems to go out of its way to avoid surprise and inventiveness. Still, he has one of the essential filmmaking skills down pat. He sure is good at casting.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.